listener production.
Morning, I'm Amy Ross. Starting with some health news, construction at Mount Gambier's emergency department is scheduled to begin in the coming months. The health minister confirming the works to the ED and mental health unit will be completed by the end of 2025, following criticism from the opposition. Chris Picton says the question of Labor's priorities by the Libs is galling, considering the party failed to commit to any substantial upgrade of Mount Gambier's health service when they were in power. He says the government has increased the Limestone Coast Local Health Network's budget by more than $31 million since coming to office. Rare praise for one of the big four banks after yesterday's announcement it won't close any of its regional branches until at least 2027. Westpac's promise follows public and political pressure on the banking giant to keep its regional branches open, including those across the Limestone Coast at Bank SA. Julia Angrisano from the Finance Sector Union says communities don't want their branches to close.
Every time an announcement is made about a possible branch closure, we can see the immediate outrage from those local communities. And it flies in the face of what banks are saying, which is nobody goes into a bank branch anymore. That's just not right.
And Generations in Jazz is coming to the Limestone Coast this week. It's one of the region's biggest music events, with Kate Sobrano set to headline. And it's not just the big names who'll be taking part. Grant Mayor Kylie Boston says a huge number of students will also be involved.
We've got just over 100 schools involved, which is about 4,100 people, so including the teachers, the students, bus drivers, all of those people associated with the event.
Round 4 in the Cowrie Narracourt Tatiara Footy League gets underway this weekend, and Ladder leaders Keith will look to remain undefeated. The side will try to go 4 from 4 when it hits the road to take on Lucendale.